You're listening to Something Wicked Radio. This week, Colton Maurer of Durango on Season 20, Episode 6.
And you're listening to Something Wicked Radio.
Julia Hollingsworth. I'm calling from Something Wicked Radio. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to call and ask you a few questions about the Durango music scene, since you're in it.
Sounds great.
Well, since the show is about the Durango music scene, how do you fit in?
I kind of fell into it, oddly enough. I wasn't even into electronic music in the beginning, and that's predominantly where my role lies with the electronic music scene, but I just happened to be going to a party in the park with some friends of mine who were more into electronic music, and met this guy Matt Ralph, who's throwing a Summer Sounds event, and saw him struggling and with some audio issues, and offered to help, and things just kind of took off from there. Started off being a sound guy for him, and then quickly got into DJing, and then we started doing bar things for a while. Then every once in a while we would take some crappy home speakers, head out to the woods and do something outside, and that was always something we thought was cooler than the parties or the bar. And eventually those grew to like hundreds of kids coming out and to the middle of nowhere for a weekend of just music and dancing and getting away. And then that turned into us meeting some other people with Get a Gang Music and throwing One Vibration Music Festival back in 2017, the first one of those. From there, like, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. Now we have Unify Mountain Sounds, which is the culmination of what Matt Ralph started and myself with Summer Sounds, and Ryan Eric started with Get It Gang. And yeah, it's just been a crazy, crazy thing. It's got bigger and bigger. And we just started out with, you know, 10 people and going out to the forest.
Who helped you start up Unity Mountain Sounds? Who all's involved?
Unify Mountain Sounds was started out with myself, Matt Ralph, Austin Campbell, Thomas Swatala, and Ryan Eric.
Greg, what year did that start?
We started that shortly after One Vibe One. We had a large sound system out there, a Function One sound system provided by Digifunk Systems out of Albuquerque, and we all fell in love with how big sound systems made music portray and how it made people feel. And shortly after that, we formed Unify Mountain Sounds and purchased our green Hennessy sound design rig, which Hennessy Sound Design is, we believe, a very special company. They do things very passionately. They build the speakers they build because they love music and they want it to sound as good as they can. And that's very much where our hearts lie as well.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29. So are you still in college?
No. I went to one semester of college in Fort Lewis and learned very quickly how much I couldn't afford it. So I haven't been back since.
That's too bad. I was going to ask you, what niche of the music scene do you think you fulfill?
We are a boutique underground kind of bass music niche. One of our artists that we've had, one of our headliners we've had back for One Vibration Music Festival every year, like, I was talking to him this last year at it, and he said, you know, like, I get to go tell people, like, I'm part of this weird little niche thing that's in Southwest Colorado. Like, there's, like, this crazy little scene that's, like, out of control, and they throw wild events, and he's like, and I get to be part of it. That's kind of we are. We're just, like, I mean, Denver is the electronic bass music capital of the United States, but, you know, we've got our own little thing going on down here. And we get a lot of people from New Mexico and from the Albuquerque scene that come up and show a lot of love up here, and it's interesting. It's very different. I was a DJ and lived in Denver for a while, and it's a very different little thing down here. It's very much a small town community still.
What do you call your private parties?
Well, it varies. We haven't had one in a while. Like, our most common one is the Summer Sounds event that we've thrown out at Navajo Lake. Most years, we haven't done it this year, but we've done it pretty consecutively for 7 or 8 years before this last year. And just, I don't know, it's been a while since we've really had the little niche underground parties. We've been throwing so much energy into One Vibration Music Festival, and then we were doing some small events out at San Marcos Mexican Restaurant before they closed down.
So how long have you been doing music all together?
I am coming up on 10 years now.
Oh, great. Do you play in town?
Not recently. We're actually, like, the San Marcos Mexican Restaurant is about to open up a new location, and so we'll be doing things with them. We do sometimes have events at the Anima City Theater. We have one coming up on Halloween night.
Ooh, how much is that for tickets?
It's $15 for over 21 and $20 for 21, or under 21.
It's an all-ages show?
18 and up.
18 and up, okay.
18 and up. So 18 to 21 tickets are $20. Anyone above that's just $15.
Great. What is your advice to someone who wants to get into the music business like you did?
Just go and attend events and show your support and put yourself in a situation, put yourself in situations that make you uncomfortable at those events. You know, if you see somebody struggling or you need some help, just like offer your help or offer to stand by and learn from someone. Because the one thing that I've learned, because I have great teachers out who've taught me a lot of things in the music world, that you just have to ask. Like, so many people are scared to ask to be taught or to ask how something is done, like, that, you know, you don't ever get the opportunity if you don't ask, because most of these people would happily teach you anything and everything they know.
Don't you let other DJs come to town and play on your equipment?
Oh, absolutely. We try to bring in Albuquerque DJs. We have some Denver and Colorado Springs friends. Like, we genuinely try to let anybody who wants to play, like, play. That's always been our thing, especially when we do things out at the lake or things like that. Like, anybody who comes out that has music to play will get a chance to play. We've always believed that that's an important thing, because everybody has music inside them that they need to express, whether they realize it or not.
What's your opinion of the Durango music scene?
It's a really interesting music scene. I think the Animus City Theater, our local primary venue, does a great job of cultivating a great music scene, especially with the live music that they bring in and the rotation of hip-hop and everything. They keep a really solid foundation for the music scene in town. For the most part, I don't necessarily believe that the bars do a lot of good for the music scene. Most of them really focus on top 40 style music and don't really allow for a lot of creativity. So, and in that sense, I think there could be some improvement, but it's bars, you know, and then we're a small town, so you can't expect too many crazy things.
One Vibration Musical Festival. Tell me about that.
One Vibration is the brainchild of Ryan Eric, and it has grown into something way beyond any of our wildest dreams over the last 3 years. It started out with, I think, you know, a few hundred tickets being sold the first year. We had two stages, one small one, one larger one. By the next year, we had three top-of-the-line, very boutique, very specific sound systems for three stages that, you know, and would give people an audiophile experience at any point in the music festival that they're at. And this last year, we put together the largest Tennessee sound design rig created up to that point for the main stage. And it exceeded anyone's expectations. And it was a crazy thing. We had over 1,000 people there this last year. And even with how it's grown, it just feels like such a tight-knit community. You could walk into anybody's camp, basically, and introduce yourself and instantly become friends with the people that are around you. Even, like, through the cold nights and the rain that we had this last year, like, everybody was just happy and had a good time, and there was nothing but love there, and it's something really special. And we look forward to seeing how it changes and grows over the coming years.
When do you usually throw this?
It usually happens the second or third week of May every year. This year, we're discussing some different options for this year, so we've got some announcements coming soon regarding 2020's One Vibration.
Where do you hold it?
It has been held previously, like, at a venue called Talking Rocks, south of town.
I haven't been to that one. I've been to one of your Navajo shows. That was great.
What's
the price to get in them?
It's varied. It varied. Like, tickets generally start out when we released the first year, you know, like, I think last year it was like $70 or $80, and then went up to like $250 by the time it was April. So it just depends on when you buy them and the type of tickets that you buy.
So what do you do for a living?
Right now I am pursuing what I'm doing full time. I am working on getting Unify Mountain Sounds up off the ground and becoming a money-making sound system rental company, as well as we're trying to start it as a music collective this year. So there's just a lot of pieces with that we're trying to get rolling, and it makes more sense for me to try and do that full-time and sub in other work that I can find on the side to make ends meet.
Well, tell me one of your most outrageous stories that has happened at a show.
My most outrageous stories that have happened at a show.
Good or bad?
That's a tough one. What comes to mind? There was once a guy out at Navajo Lake at one of our events, and I'm not quite sure what substances this guy had ingested, but he was fully convinced that he was a pepperoni pizza. And his friends were trying to help him up as he was sitting, like, riding on the ground. He just was afraid that all of his friends were going to eat him. He said, "Don't touch me, don't touch me. I'm a pizza. You're going to eat me, you're going to eat me." And I had never seen anything quite like that in my life.
We call him Tony.
Yes.
So what have you learned about yourself?
Wait, what was that?
What have you learned about yourself?
I have learned that I am far more capable of what I, you know, ever thought that I was. If anybody would have told me, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago that this is where I would be and this is what I would do in my life, I would never have believed that to be possible. I've learned that I have the ability to see my goals and visions come to fruition if I'm willing to work hard enough for them. And that's, I think, an incredibly valuable thing to learn and to know.
What have you learned about the music industry?
The music industry is not... it's not all what you think it to be. Like, the grass is definitely not always greener on the other side. On that same token, there are some incredible people, just beautiful souls and people that are really about changing the world with music and doing incredible things. And if you find those people and you find those communities, then it's an incredible place and there can be amazing things. There's, you know, just like everybody knows, you know, there's a dark side to it for sure. There's a lot of people out there who see dollar signs, and there's always like large corporations and large entities taking over things and making it harder for small guys to make it. But there's a lot of good in the music community, and it does amazing things for a lot of people.
What's your favorite thing about the music business?
My favorite thing about the music business would be, I guess I would have to say, how it's just ever changing and ever evolving. Nothing is a guarantee, nothing is for sure, and there's always going to be something new coming out or something new that's being worked on or designed or something else that's going to make whatever's the best right now obsolete. Like, just like there's amazing artists right now, like there's crazy people doing, or people doing crazy things with sound design. There's a guy in his basement right now who has 200 SoundCloud followers that is blowing everything out of the water right now. And that's just always how it is. There's so much progression, and it's all evolving so fast that it's, you can't ever get stale. Like, things are just going to keep going, and as long as you're along on for the ride, like, it's going to be good.
What's your least favorite aspect of the music business?
My least favorite aspect of the music business would most definitely have to be the ego that tends to come with a lot of things. As people get popular, as people grow in notoriety, like, they tend to get a bigger head, and a lot of them forget how to be a human or forget how to treat other humans. And that's a terrible thing. And ego is a very dangerous thing for anybody. But it definitely is a prevalent thing in the music industry, I've noticed.
Yeah, everybody becomes a stepping stone.
Exactly. That was probably my biggest notice about the Denver music scene when I lived there, was you would have people that would pretend to be your friend and want to be, you know, say they want to work with you or say they want to collab with you or this or that. But as soon as an opportunity came along for them to step on you to get one step further in their own music career, they would do it. They would take it every time. There's definitely not everybody up there like that, but it's the close-knit communities that aren't like that seem to stick together a little bit more. It's harder to get into them.
What kind of things make you happy?
I would say, I mean, obviously music makes me happy. Especially music outside, music festivals, anything where you're combining nature and music. Friendship, obviously, like, I would not be anything or anywhere without the people that I have in my life and the family that I have and the family that we've created with Unify Mountain Sounds and Summer Sounds. And it all makes me very happy, and to see it growing and to see all of my friends succeeding and going after these awesome things and progressing in their own music careers and all of that is just, it's amazing to see and definitely makes me happy.
Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I mean, obviously, Brian Eric, The Dancing Arrow, Squoze, Austin Campbell, Krunkle, Thomas Totala, Kyle Beller, Eyesight, I mean, everybody in the Durango music scene and the Albuquerque music scene who's part of this family. I could go on and list off name after name after name because there's so many. We'd be here doing that the whole time.
Might as well. Makes for a good show. So are you a happy man?
Am I a happy man?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say so. I mean, there's definitely things about my life that I'm working on. Still got a substantial amount of debt from my early 20s that I'm trying to deal with, and not having a normal job has made that a little more difficult, a little more stressful. But yeah, I'm doing something that I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Like, I'm trying to make something that I love more than anything succeed, and to watch it or to help it become something that can provide for my friends and my family and myself. Like, yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more than what I'm doing right now, and having the people that are behind me and the people that are alongside me for all of this I couldn't be happier for those things.
Well, if you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing?
Before this, I was a construction worker. I worked most recently doing stucco for a few years, but I've done everything from being a commercial plumber and pipe fitter to, like I said, stucco, carpentry, demolition work, drywall. So that's most likely what I would be doing if I was not doing music.
If you had your own TV show, what would that TV show be about?
Well, it's funny, we've talked about this, me and my friends, like how entertaining it would be for a TV show to just follow the antics of our lives, because they're rather amusing most of the time. So my current life would probably be what it's about.
A reality show, that's cool. What's your favorite flower?
I'm a sucker for the Colorado Columbine.
Are you?
It's just a pretty flower.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add?
I mean, not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Besides Halloween, do you have anything coming up?
Coming up next weekend down in Albuquerque, we're going to bring out the system for this artist, Oak, with the show Stimulus Entertainment. It's going to be an all-night show. Starts at 8 p.m., goes till 6 a.m. It's going to be a crazy good time.
Where is that and when? What time? I mean, what day?
It's in Albuquerque on October 18th, and it starts at 8 p.m.
Oh, cool. Friday night.
Yes.
So I bet you're excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. We haven't really got to bring a whole lot of the speakers down to Albuquerque, and this will be our largest deployment so far down there.
I saw a bunch of speakers that were like purple and green. Do you own those or did you rent those?
So that was a collaboration between us and Ronin Productions, and we did that for the Wakan Music Festival for their Halo stage this year. That was the One Vibration was the largest deployment up till then. We did a slightly larger deployment of Hennessy Sound at Wakan Festival. It was crazy. There was 10,000 people at that music festival. It was its first year, and they did an incredible job with the entire festival. And yeah, that was a collaboration, like I said, with ourselves, Ronin Productions, and also Hennessy Sound themselves came down and helped make sure that the system was all dialed in perfectly.
What's your short-term goals?
Short-term goals would be, I would like to see more shows for our local guys outside of Durango. I would really love to see, you know, more of our local artists getting shows up in Denver, or in Albuquerque or in Phoenix. Like, they're incredibly talented artists and they definitely deserve it.
What are your long-term goals?
Long-term goals is I want Unified Mountain Sounds to be pulling enough gigs that we can afford to buy another sound system and combine it with this one. Because after we put together these big systems for Wakan Festival and for One Vibration, that's all any of us in the Hennessy family can think about is getting more speakers so we can go bigger and do more.
Right. And do you guys still use the laser show?
We do. We're hoping to upgrade our lasers over the next year as well, and get a few more of them. Because it's hard to do with the number that we have. And with our current situation with the lasers, just need more to be able to do a professional show.
Well, great. I think that about wraps up my questioning. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. Not that I can think of.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming on. I wanted to thank you. I guess that's about it. We're done here on Something Wicked Radio, except for one thing. Before you go, do you think you could say, this is Colton Maurer and you're listening to Something Wicked Radio?
Absolutely. This is Colton Maurer and you're listening to Something Wicked Radio.
to Something Wicked Radio.